Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a subweight vocal texture offset for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. Today we're making that chopped, gritty, slightly unhinged vocal layer that doesn't just sit on top of the track, it moves through it. Think of it like a ghost in the arrangement. It appears, ducks out, comes back offset against the drums, and adds tension without messing up your kick and sub. This is especially useful in old-school jungle, rollers, and darker D&B, because vocals in this style are rarely just lead vocals. More often, they act like a call and response with a break, a transition device for switch-ups, or a rhythmic texture that makes the groove feel more alive. So the goal here is simple: build a macro-controlled vocal rack that can move from subtle ambience to full-on ragga-style energy, while keeping the low end clean and centered. First, pick a vocal that already has attitude. You want something short, maybe a shouted phrase, a ragga chant, a spoken line, or a one-shot with a strong consonant at the start. If the sample has rhythmic personality, even better. Jungle edits love sources that can land in the cracks of the beat. Drop the sample into simpler or onto an audio track and test it against your drums. Trim it so the strongest syllables fall nicely on the grid, but don't over-quantize it. A little roughness is part of the old-school feel. You want character, not perfection. Now build a basic vocal chain before we turn anything into macros. Start with EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays out of the sub area. If it's muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, ease off a little in the 3 to 6 kHz range. Next, add a compressor. Keep it fairly gentle. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough, with an attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds and a release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're just aiming to smooth the vocal, not flatten it. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Around 2 to 6 dB is a good starting point, with soft clip-on. This helps the vocal stay audible over the break and bass. After that, add echo or delay. Start with something like an eighth note or dotted eighth. Feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%, and filter the repeats so they live in the mids instead of clouding the low end. Finish with reverb. Keep the dry wet fairly low at first, maybe 8 to 18%, and roll off the low end of the reverb so the tail stays clean. At this point, the vocal should already feel solid, but the real trick is turning it into a layered effect rack with multiple behaviors. Select those devices and create an audio effect rack. Now build three chains: dry center, offset texture, and air tail. The dry center chain is your main vocal presence. Keep it tight, high pass it, keep the reverb minimal, and let it stay mostly centered in the mix. The offset texture chain is where the jungle magic lives. This is your delayed, slightly late, rhythm shifting layer. Use delay or echo with a bit of offset timing, maybe 1/16, 1/8, or dotted 1/8. Add auto pan if you want movement, or filter delay for a more dubby old school smear. If you want width, a little chorus ensemble can help, but keep it subtle. The air tail chain is for atmosphere. Put your reverb or hybrid reverb there, and then use EQ to clean up the lows after the reverb. This chain should be quieter than you think. In D&B, the tail should suggest space, not blur the beat. Now comes the important part. Map the rack to macros that actually matter. Set up a macro for subweight. Use it to control the low cut on the vocal, roughly from 100 to 250 Hz. This is great when the drums get busy and you need the vocal to thin out a bit. Set up offset. This should control the delay amount, delay time, or wet-dry balance. This is your main rhythmic movement knob. Add ghost. Use this to bring up the quieter texture chain. This is the hidden layer that makes the vocal feel like it's lingering behind the groove. Add width. This can control the stereo width of the texture chain, while keeping the dry vocal more focused and centered. Add dirt. Map this to saturator drive or a distortion stage so you can push the attitude when needed. And finally, add space. This controls the reverb level or decay, which is perfect for fills, transitions, and breakdown moments. The idea here is not to move every macro all the time. Treat this rack like a performance instrument. Ride a few controls together, and let each move serve a purpose. Now let's create the offset feel. This is where the vocal starts behaving like it's just a little late, or a little ahead, of the drums. You can do this in a few ways. Duplicate the vocal clip and nudge the copy 10 to 30 milliseconds late, or set track delay on the texture chain to something like plus 5 to plus 20 milliseconds. You can also set echo repeat so the answer lands on the end of the bar instead of right on the beat. That tiny mismatch is a huge part of the vibe. Jungle already has micro variation in the breakbeat, so a vocal that sits slightly, behind the pocket feels like it's floating over the groove instead of fighting it. Now, once the rack feels good, capture it. Resample the output into a new audio track or freeze, and flatten the best moments. This is where the edits approach really comes alive. Record a few bars of automation moves, then cut the audio into usable phrases. From there, you can reverse short bits before a drop, slice out consonants for fills, build one-bar call and response edits, or place vocal stabs at the end of 8-bar sections. That's classic old-school DNB behavior. The vocal becomes part of the arrangement language, not just decoration. When you're arranging, think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Don't leave the vocal running constantly. Use it with purpose. For an intro, let the filtered texture carry the vibe. Keep the dry vocal low or absent at first. Then, in the next section, bring the dry vocal in as short answers to the drums or bassline. Before the drop, automate space and offset up to build tension. At the drop, keep the vocal short and percussive so it supports the groove without taking over. Then for a switch up, bring in the widest, dirtiest version for a few bars to create a lift. After that, strip it back again so the bass can breathe. That back and forth is what makes the track feel alive. In jungle and DNB, contrast beats complexity. A simple dry phrase can feel bigger than a massive FX wash if it lands in the right pocket. A few mix checks are essential here. Always make sure the vocal isn't stealing space from the kick, the sub, or the snare. Use utility to check mono, especially on the widened texture chain. If the vocal feels too big, don't just turn it down immediately. First try narrowing the width, shortening the tail, or moving the phrase so it answers the snare instead of sitting on top of it. If the low end gets messy, high pass more aggressively. If the delay is too obvious, reduce feedback and filter the repeats. If the stereo image feels huge and solo but weak in the mix, pull the width back. In DNB, clarity is power. A few pro moves can take this even further. Try using saturation before the delay so the repeats stay audible without needing extra volume. Automate the low cut on the vocal instead of only automating volume. A sweep from around 120 Hz up to 300 Hz during a build can create a nice underground tension. You can also split consonants and vowels into different chains. Let the consonants stay short, dry, and punchy, and let the vowel tail get white and washed out. That creates a really musical speak and haze effect. Another good trick is a parallel damage lane. Set up a second chain or return with saturation, a little redux, auto filter, and a short delay. Blend that in only when you want extra grit for a breakdown or final drop. And don't forget to use the vocal as a phrase marker. Let it announce the next section at the end of 8, 16, or 32 bars. That gives the listener something to latch onto, and it makes the arrangement feel intentional. Here's a quick practice approach. Build a 1-minute sketch at around 170 to 176 BPM. Use one vocal sample only. Make three states: clean, offset, and drenched. Map at least four macros. Place the vocal only on the last beat of bars 4 and 8. Automate offset and space up during bar 8. Then resample the result and cut it into a few short edits. If it's working, the vocal will feel like part of the drum programming. It won't fight the groove, and the sub will still feel solid in mono. So the big takeaway is this: don't think of the vocal as a lead line first. Think of it as a rhythmic texture with attitude. Use an audio effect rack, map the controls that matter, keep the low end clean, and shape the vocal around the phrasing of the track. When it's done right, the vocal doesn't just sit in the mix. It behaves like another drum element with language attached. That's the Subweight Vocal Texture Offset Playbook. Heavy vibes, controlled chaos, and a lot of movement without losing the foundation.